From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. The U.S. Food and Drug Agency has approved a medication, already used to treat the breathing condition asthma, to treat people for food allergies. On February 16th, the United States Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, approved Xolair for a new use. Xolair has become the first medication approved by the FDA to reduce allergic reactions caused by food allergies. Xolair is the brand name or commercial name for the drug omalizumab. Many people who suffer from allergies and their families worry about exposure to things that cause allergic reactions. They might avoid eating at restaurants. They also might avoid social situations in which they might come into contact with something that causes their allergy. Dr. Robert Wood is director of the Pediatric Allergy Division at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. The FDA based its decision on research that Wood led, and the National Institutes of Health supported the allergy study. 168 people with allergies to peanuts and at least two other foods took part in the study. It found that 68% of the people injected with Xolair were able to have about 600 milligrams of peanut protein without serious problems. That number compares to only 6% of those who received an inactive substance instead of the drug. The results of the study were similar for other allergens, or things that commonly cause allergies, such as tree nuts, milk, eggs, and wheat. Full results from the study are expected to be presented at a meeting and released in a peer-reviewed publication in the near future. Wood said, "To have this protection is going to be life-changing." Wood estimated that 25 to 50% of people with food allergies, especially children and young adults, would choose to use Xolair. Patients as young as 1 year of age with food allergies can take the drug by injection every 2 to 4 weeks. This depends on their weight and their body's response to allergens. People who use Xolair must continue to avoid the foods that cause allergic reactions. These foods are often peanuts, cashews, hazelnuts, walnuts, milk products, and eggs. However, the medication appears to permit exposure to higher amounts of allergy-causing foods without causing major reactions. Until now, doctors have used the drug to treat food allergies, although that has not been its officially approved use, said Dr. Ruchi Gupta. Such a second use for a drug is called off-label. Gupta is director of the Center for Food Allergy and Asthma Research at Northwestern University in Chicago. She welcomed full approval of the product. Xolair works by blocking the body's natural response to allergens. It is known as a monoclonal antibody. The FDA first approved the drug in 2003. It is used to treat asthma, growths in the nose, and long-term skin problems, known as chronic hives. Swiss drug companies Novartis and Roche produce Xolair, and it is distributed by a part of Roche called Genentech. The most common side effects of Xolair are injection site reactions and high body temperatures. However, the FDA noted that the drug has also caused joint pain, rash, infections, malignancies, and abnormal laboratory tests. Xolair also comes with a warning. The treatment itself can cause anaphylaxis, a life-threatening reaction that causes breathing and blood pressure problems. For that reason, the treatment must be started in a healthcare center with equipment that can deal with such emergencies. In addition, the drug is not approved as an emergency treatment for allergic reactions. Genentech says Xolair is expected to cost about $2,900 a month for children and $5,000 a month for adults. The company said patients usually pay less because their health insurance often pays most of the cost of many drugs. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.